This is Auroville Radio. Welcome to Teens Connect, episode 10. I'm Arohi.
And I'm Mega.
And today, we have our special guest, Santa Claus. Welcome, Santa Claus.
Namaste.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Welcome.
Okay.
Should we get started to the questions?
Yeah.
I guess so. Santa Claus? First, I want to thank you for inviting me. There are so many things I want to clarify about myself. Yeah. So, go on with the question.
Okay.
I'm asking first?
Yes.
Do you guys get sick often in the North Pole, like colds?
That's one of the things I want to clarify. I don't really live in the North Pole, okay? I work from there. But you know, with the evolution, work has become more and more remote. So I only spend the time of production there. And then I fly off and I do my errands on that very day. But after that, of course, I chill. And I don't chill in the North Pole, of course. I take all these gears out, go on my bathers, on my yacht, and chill in the Indian Ocean.
Where do you live then?
Well, as you said, on my boat.
On his boat, okay.
It's a very special boat with a big underground space for the reindeers, so that they can stay fit or so during the year.
Does it get tiring to deliver a gift in every single house?
Right. That's a very important point to clarify too. I don't deliver a gift in every single house. You know what?
What?
Do you have any idea?
No.
People are bad.
No, but then he delivers coal.
I think one of your questions might be soon about what is about these naughty people list, for instance. Yeah. So maybe that would wave out a lot of people from that list. But that's not the truth. The truth is I only deliver to people who believe in me, of course. Don't you think that's right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? And also the population has grown so much bigger since I started. So I couldn't cope up. But thankfully not that many people believe in me anymore.
It's easier for you.
Yeah. And I would say I've got a lot of competition. A lot of fake Santas everywhere. Yeah. Some disguised under the name of Amazon.com, for instance. A lot of people are using and outsourcing my service just because they don't believe. But for those who believe, for all these happy few, we are here. And we do the job very well with a lot of love.
How many people usually get on the naughty list per year?
I knew there was a question like that coming. So I want to erase this idea of the naughty list. This is a fluke made by the parents. You understand? They are trying to use me as the reason for them to do their parenting. So if anybody is in this naughty list, it would be the parents themselves. Never the children, especially when they believe in me. Yeah.
So as long as they believe in you, they get gifts.
There's no naughty list and the gifts are flowing.
What's your favorite type of cookie?
That's a good question. It's very hard to say. I wouldn't say I've got one favorite one. But there are so many different things I get offered. I'm thinking of those marzipan stuff that I get in the Netherlands. Beautiful cakes. They have some very good ones in England, Spain, France. Where else? But I think, I mean, I'm getting treated so much. But believe it or not, I'm not such a sweet tooth. I prefer salty food.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. I told you my yacht is based in the Indian Ocean. I much prefer a chicken biryani than a Christmas cake.
So do you want people to leave chicken biryani with milk?
Well, that would be maybe a bit too much food for one night. So I'm happy to have that sweet day. And I just bite a little bit here and there. And I must say, all those cookies are made with love. That makes them very much the best thing you can eat.
What's the most common gift you usually get asked for?
Well, I don't get asked. I receive kind of ideas. And we create. So anything can be done, and I would say there's no two identical gifts when they come from the mind. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People think about making a list of things, but they are more like wishes, yeah? And wishes are never really perfectly determined. You don't tick all the boxes of what you want. So it leaves me a lot of room for creativity and a lot of space for my helpers to do things the way they want. So imagine if they had to produce 20 million times the same identical thing, they would get bored, no? They are not machines. So they have leeway to change everything the way they want and the way the kid want them to.
When you're delivering, have you ever got caught by someone?
So I only deliver to the places where people believe in to me. Yeah. I'm trying to be as discreet as possible, of course, and as fast as possible because I've got a very, very short window of time to do everything. But I'm sure I've been seen a few times. Now, what do you think happens?
They stop believing in Santa. No, they wouldn't believe in Santa.
Well, quite often it happens to people who are just about to doubt me, and then they renew their belief again. But when they tell people they've seen me, what do you think?
They wouldn't believe it.
People make fun of them. So what do you think they do?
They stop believing in Santa.
No, they keep on believing, but they stop telling people that they've seen me.
Very bad.
So I've got a very long list of people who actually saw me, but who don't really dare saying that they saw me. Mm. I've got people I meet every year in secrecy. I'm not invisible, am I?
No. We can see you right now.
So,
if a house doesn't have a chimney, how do you get in? And if they do have a chimney, have you ever gotten stuck in a chimney?
Well, when you see this body of mine, which I need to get into so that I can talk to you, this is a bit of a representation. I need to wear the uniform so that people kind of recognize the delivery man, yeah? But I can change my shape, my size at will. So when I come by a fireplace or a chimney or any kind of pipe that goes in a house, I adapt. So that I can come in. So, to all the believers, don't worry. Fireplace or no fireplace, there will always be a way to get in.
What do you do, like, for the rest of the year after Christmas is done, till the next Christmas?
Oh, I think I answered that question already. I chill. I take a long holiday. Yeah. Wow. I get along. I look at the news. And I see that there are less and less people believing into me, at least in proportion. It's interesting, though, because the number have grown. There are more people believing into me, but they are less in proportion. Because the population is growing exponentially. If that number reduces in proportion, it still gets growing in size.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I guess we're reaching a point in size that I would have to duplicate myself, find some partners and things, so I think it's a rather good thing that it stays around those numbers, but I think it would be nice if more people believed.
How does your factory work, the one which makes all the gifts?
The factory? It's a very, very special factory. So as I told you, I can change my size as will. It's got to be a bit of magic of all that, yeah? Imagine my sleigh with my reindeers. I cannot carry all of these if they are not specials. So it's a very, very small factory for even from a human perspective size. It's loaded with a lot of the Oompa Loompa helpers, and they are doing all the work. And we are doing all the gifts on order in miniature. All right? So I can pack so many of them in only one bag. And when I reach the destination, I brought them to the size. And here it comes for a 2 years old, here it comes for a 4 years old, here it comes for a 6 years old, here it comes for a 45 years old, here it comes for a 65 years old. And I still have one believer which is 95 years old. And every year he's the older one. And every year I bring him his present as well.
So what you're saying is you're very, very magical.
I'm not saying anything.
It's the truth.
It is the truth.
How many workers, like elves, do you
have? Can I stop you for a second? I want to bounce on these. Don't you think the truth is magical?
Depends.
Does it depend?
Yes.
Have you ever faced a situation where when you say the truth, things didn't unfold in an unbelievable way? I'm just giving you that as a Christmas present. Yeah. And you can think about it.
So how many elves, or Oompa Loompas, as you said, how many do you have?
As many as required.
Okay.
Depending on the year, depending on the orders, yeah, depending on the... But I can just multiply them or reduce the number at will.
Because magic.
Because truth.
How do you deliver everything in one night? Because even though there aren't many believers now, there are still a lot.
Yeah. So you know that the Earth is a round ball with 24 jet lags. Not jet lags, time slots, yeah? So it gives me an hour for each. So I've got a big peak when I reach China, India, because there's big population. And even though they are not very connected to Santa Claus, they still live a lot of believers there. So I've got 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour. And when you think about this saying, do you know how you eat an elephant? Do you know how you eat an elephant?
No.
One bite at a time. So I do the same. I do one at a time, one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. And if required, if I get late, I stretch the time a bit.
Mm. New secret.
Discovery. I'm giving a lot of my secrets away, it's true. But that's the truth too.
What is a day in your life like? A day on Christmas and in December and like a day which is not December? Just normal day.
Chilling day. Mm-hmm. What is a day like?
Well, I would say it's as if I had 2 days in my life in a year. That very, very long day of Christmas when I stretch the time in one dimension so that I can make everything happen. And then this is like a long journey around the globe, going from believers to believers, eating cookies while I deliver their presents and I leave a happy trace behind. And that requires a lot of work. Then I go for a very, very long night of sleep, of rest. And then I wake up. I chill on my yacht for another very, very, very long day. And I've got to start over again. And hopefully, in the meantime, the number of believers has not shrunk too much, has not grown too much, so that I've got a steady new year to go for.
This is a very special question.
We made this question up. So, if it takes 4 colors to walk your fish, how many water droplets in centimeters does it take to smell the entire alphabet?
Answer in decimals, please.
22.6.
Correct.
How did you come to this conclusion?
Truth. A lot of the truth is in the numbers.
Can you explain to me the truth?
As soon as you try to explain the truth, you wave away from the truth. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
No.
No. Now, when I look at you, I'm wondering if you're believing into me or not.
I don't. Of course. I didn't believe before, but I feel this interview is making me believe much more.
Same.
Are you saying this because we are getting very close to the date?
Maybe.
Do you think belief should come out of fear?
No.
No.
Hmm.
Out of greed.
That is one way.
Which is what we're doing.
Which is what you're doing.
What is your life story, Santa?
My life story? I'm a very chill person, hardworking. I guess I'm pretty much all about work. But I make my work very happily, so that make my day fulfilled. So I'm very happy, I say. I like to eat a lot. But I think that's the way people want to see me. I'm not quite sure I'm always like that. And the beauty is, like, because I have so many believers, they all believe into me in their own way. So I kind of see myself in their eyes, and that's really beautiful. So the story of my life is like, you know this disco ball with a lot of different... I'm like that. The story of my life is like multifaceted.
Why do you keep your beard so big?
I guess it comes with a uniform.
Okay.
I thought it would go because like all these hipster people started wearing big beards and everything, and then I would be lost in fashion and maybe I'd have to revamp the image. But no, still people want to see me in red, white, and with a beard. What to do?
It's iconic now. So.
It's a bit iconic, I guess, yeah.
You're iconic.
I'm iconic. I think there might even be an app.
Santa?
Yeah.
Santa.
What do you do in the app?
I don't do anything. I think people have used my name. But I cannot really sue them because you cannot sue from the magic world onto the... Ah. So... But I'm okay with it. I still have my believers.
Which is us.
Which is part of you. You are part of that base. I know I was just asking a cheeky question. I wouldn't have answered any of your questions if you were not my believers anyway, no?
I am definitely one of your believers. Give me gifts.
Let's see. What is your favorite part of the whole celebration? Like there's Eve, then there's like parades and not really parades, but... What's your favorite part?
My most favorite part is when I have everything under control and enough time that I can stay just long enough to see the children come down super excited, see the little trays I left behind, see the gifts, open them, and that sparkle in their eyes. And that sparkle in their eyes comes to my disco ball and makes me even bigger. And that's where I understand how much they believe.
You said when you like when to see when the kids come down and see their presents. What do the parents think? Because usually the parents don't believe in Santa. So they'll be wondering, like, how did all this get under my tree?
Well, it makes me think of something. I think parents believe in Santa. You know what? You told me, you asked me if anybody saw me already, yeah? And I told you, actually, a lot of people saw me. But they cannot speak about it. So it's a bit the same. Mm-hmm. It's like there is a lot more to gain to say that you don't believe, but deep inside is the reality. And as I say, I only visit people where I have believers.
How long have you and Mrs. Claus been together?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Forever and a day.
Since you were born?
No, we met on the Christmas of 25. She was 23. She was so beautiful. And she was meant for me. So I couldn't do anything, no? And we decided to join forces. I'm sort of reliving one of the hidden secrets. I'm not the only one delivering. I'm getting a lot of help from my wife.
She helps you deliver?
She plans all the routes. I call her the management. She does all the preparation work. I'm more like doing the PR.
You're the face.
I am the face of the company, yeah.
Is her food good?
Her food?
Yes.
Outstanding.
Good response.
What's your favorite thing she cooks?
The chicken biryani. The Christmas biryani.
Christmas biryani.
That she's going to make for me tonight when I come back home.
It's a long trip, huh?
Back home.
To the boat. Not the boat now, would it be?
No, now we are finishing all the packing up in the factory in the North Pole, yeah.
Yes.
but I travel rather fast.
Thank you for coming down here with us all the way from the North Pole and right about when Christmas is happening. I'm sure it's been busy.
Always happy to meet some believers.
Yes, because we believe.
Thank you. This has been really nice.
Yeah, anything else you want to say?
Yes. Keep the faith. Keep believing. And when you have any doubt, you just close your eyes, you think of me, you think of truth, and things will be fine. There is no naughty list.
Will do, Santa Claus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Toza do.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
Did this make you guys believe in Santa?
Hopefully.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.